This is the CSIS Global Health Interview Series at www.smartglobalhealth.org.
So I'm delighted to be joined today by Dave Evans, President of Food for the Hungry. And Dave, you were here today at Georgetown University for a satellite event on the International AIDS Conference dealing with the faith community and their important involvement in global health, specifically HIV/AIDS efforts. Can you talk a little bit about Food for the Hungry, what the organization is, what your involvement in HIV/AIDS is?
Yes, Food for the Hungry is a Christian international relief and development organization, and we've been around since 1971. We work in over 20 countries around the world, and we have programs in a number of different areas: agriculture, healthcare, education, a number of different areas like that. And one of the key areas that we've been focused on since about 2000 is HIV/AIDS. And so that's the reason why I'm here today as an implementing partner in the fight against HIV/AIDS around the world, and particularly with regards to our large programs that we've had and that have been co-funded by the U.S. government.
Mm-hmm. And so Food for the Hungry does work closely with the U.S. government. Can you talk about how this partnership works?
Yes, in HIV and AIDS, our first grant that we got was a very large grant, an umbrella grant called Abstinence, Faithfulness, and Youth Prevention. So it was part of PEPFAR Track 1. We received that grant in 2004. It was for five countries. We were the prime agency over another six international NGOs, as well as over 20 local NGOs. And add to that, thousands of local churches that partnered with us. So it was a huge consortium program in five countries: in Haiti, in Ethiopia, in Mozambique, in Nigeria, and in Uganda. So those were the countries that we did the programming in. And we've now partnered in a number of other countries, including comprehensive treatment programs with funding from CDC as part of the current PEPFAR allocations and appropriations. So those are some of the programs that we've implemented in collaboration with USAID under HIV and AIDS. We also have a number of other grants in other areas, in agriculture, food security, and other health programs. So about half of our resources actually come from the U.S. government.
And since first working with the U.S. government to today, how has this relationship evolved?
Our first grant was 1983, and now we're in 2012, so we're all going on 30 years of programming in partnership with the U.S. government. With regards to our HIV/AIDS programs, I think we so much appreciated that early grant, which allowed us to do this large program across five countries with a very large consortium of other partners. And unfortunately, when PEPFAR was reauthorized, that grant mechanism was discontinued. So we would love nothing more than for grants like that that came under the first tranche of PEPFAR to be able to continue into the future, which would be more comprehensive programming around comprehensive prevention and other things. But again, it's beyond that to centrally funded grants that allow us to work across multiple countries with multiple partners. And we feel that that reach allows us to really scale our work and to have tremendous impact. And actually, under that program, we reached 1.5 million youth with prevention messages, over 100,000 adults with partner reduction messages. We just saw some incredible results that came out of that. And we'd love nothing more than to be able to build on that and continue in the future. And so we're hopeful that there will be more resources flowing down the pike that allows us to do that in the future.
And some of our listeners might not know about the faith community's involvement in global health. Can you give some sort of outlook on the numbers? How many volunteers from your organization work in developing countries on these issues? What exactly they're working on?
Mm-hmm. Well, there are a number of statistics out there, but the statistics that I've heard is that anywhere between 40% and 50% of the healthcare services in Africa are provided through faith-based organizations. So that's one critical fact that I think it's important for the public to understand and to know that, you know, when you think about that magnitude, it pretty much means that the faith community is in about half of the villages across Africa that's providing some sort of health care. And in Food for the Hungry, in our program, we had more than 10,000 volunteers, and 85% of those volunteers were church members. So if you think about that, it's probably more than 9,000 church members across those five countries that were trained, empowered, and resourced to be able to go out and bring comfort and care and change messages to the populations that they were working with. So those volunteers work in a whole bunch of different areas, not just on prevention, but also on home-based care, working with orphans and vulnerable children, helping clinics, and particularly faith-based clinics, to administer antiretroviral therapy and medicines with people who already have the virus. So a whole bunch of different things that the church gets involved in. And again, we're talking in our own program just about more than 10,000. And if we add up all of the other faith-based institutions, it becomes hundreds of thousands, if not millions.
And with so many people volunteering for your organization and working for your organization, why is it so important to work with the federal government?
In order to be able to do any work, you need resources. And, you know, privately, we were able to raise a significant amount of resources. But in order to leverage that, we were so excited to see under the Bush administration the initiation of PEPFAR. Because for us, that was a sign that the U.S. government was really going to focus very intensively on this whole area of HIV and AIDS. And we knew that our small amount of private resources, if they could leverage U.S. government funding, then we could scale and really just do this across, you know, thousands of villages. And so we were able to do that. 1.5 million people reached. We did television public service announcements, PSAs, in Haiti and Nigeria that reached tens of millions of people. And the surveys, the Nielsen surveys that came back, said that people watched the messages and they loved them. So again, in addition to the 1.5 reached, we reached tens of millions with public service announcements on television in two countries. All of that became possible through the U.S. government funding.
And going forward is my last question. How would you like the faith community to work with the government to advance HIV-AIDS